And back at our capital, a lot of the same old Republicans and Democrats fighting over equal pay for women. And there was talk about the resignation of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius. We're going to talk about that now. First, with Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn. She's in Nashville this morning. Congresswoman, thank you for joining us this morning. Well, you were in New Hampshire yesterday with a lot of the Republicans who are thinking about running for president. What did you find? Was there any consensus among them about what the resignation of Kathleen Sebelius means, and is it going to quiet the controversy over Obamacare?
No, it's not going to quiet the controversy. Bob, I think it's quite the opposite. What it has done is to elevate some of the concerns. Burwell is an interesting choice, and I think there are many of us, and probably a bit of a growing consensus, that they know they've got a math problem with Obamacare, and the numbers are not going to work out so that the program is actuarially sound, and they're going to have somebody to kind of spin the numbers. And this is something, with Burwell coming from OMB, I think they're expecting her to be able to do for them. How many of these 7 million people have paid? How many actually signed up and paid and completed the process? How many got subsidies? How many are on Medicaid? How many are young? You know, if those numbers don't work out exactly right, they've got a big funding issue on their hands.
Well, will Republicans still run on repeal and replace, or will they offer something different, or will they try to fix this system that we now have?
I think what you're going to see is a to repeal it and replace it. Now, we know we're not going to get it off the books until this president is out of office.
Let me ask you about this debate over equal pay for women.
Sure.
There was a lot of debate on that last week. Finally, Republicans blocked it in the Senate. Are Republicans against equal pay for women, and is that going to be a good political issue in these coming midterm elections?
You know, I find this war on women rhetoric just almost silly. It is Republicans that have led the fight for women's equality. Go back through history and look at who was the first woman to ever vote, elected to office, go to Congress.
But
why did
the Senate Republicans then block this?
Well, because the legislation was something that was going to be helpful for trial lawyers, and what we would like to see happen is equal opportunity and clearing up some of the problems that exist that are not fair to women. We're all for equal pay. I would love for women to be focused on maximum wage, and I have fought to be recognized with equality for a long time. A lot of us get tired of guys condescending to us. But, you know, I got to tell you, one of the things that we need to do is look at access to capital. Small business owners that are female, that is their number one problem, is access to capital. We need to also look at regulations, how that is affecting them. Obamacare has been very unfair to women. We hear a good bit about this. Women are the primary health care consumers in the country. 80% of all health care decisions are made by women, whether they're for their family or elderly relatives that they're caring for. So I think, and by the way, the White House paying women 88 cents for every dollar that a guy earns in comparable positions. And that's, you know, they need to go clean up their own act first.
All right, we have to stop there. There's so much news this morning, Congresswoman. We'll get the other side of this from the Democrats, but thank you.
Thank you.